Sorry, all right, so we're going to take up the area of Chazaka, okay? I know I think I went out of order, I think probably purposely, but anyway, because as you guys all know, Bava Basra is part of that 7-year yeshiva cycle thing that people do, and then this is, without question, I'm pretty sure this is like the earliest sugya done. Yeah, like everyone, if you were in high school, you did it, everyone does Chazkas Batim. I guess maybe because I'm a contrarian, I waited till the end of the year. But Chazaka is a very, very interesting area. It's very, it's very, it's challenging, all right? And we're gonna really be buried in a lot of Tosfosim, all right? So if you don't like Tosfos, get out. The Tosfos is, I mean, there's a lot of difficult Tosfosim. And they're some of my favorite, because Tosfos is gonna ask kashas on Havaminas. There's nothing more I like than when Tosfos asks a kasha on why the Gemara asks this kasha, it could ask that kasha, which means there's no practical Nachkamina whatsoever. It's all abstract, like, okay, right, okay. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is we're really going to get into the mechanics of how Chazaka works, and not so much 3 years, okay? I know the Gemara is going to be centered on 3 years. I'm not interested why three. Don't ever bring up that question, okay? It's more about what we care about in this year is going to be the mechanism of how Chazaka works, okay? What does it mean to have a Chazaka? We also know that today, okay, Chazaka is used in a very, it's in a very much more broader format how Chazaka is used. But today, obviously, with the way we have contracts and stuff, the idea of a chazaka is certainly cheskas batim is not going to happen. Let's put aside squatter's rights. What I mean, normally speaking, is that if I buy a house or buy a field, I'm going to have my computer somewhere, the evidence of the purchase, okay? I'm going to keep my shtar. Back then, we have to understand this emerged because, you'll see this later on, people didn't keep their shtaros. It wasn't such a normal thing. But what we're going to be interested in is what makes Chazaka so interesting is how the system of bialis, how ownership can emerge through Chazaka. That's what we're going to really be focused on. It's like a blot of Gemara, but it's very dense and very, I mean, I loved it, but it's very dense and challenging and for me, fun. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, so let's start with the Mishnah. All right. Chaim, take it away. Chav Chesam and Aleph. Start with the Mishnah.
The ha shovchot, the ha marchatzo, ubeis abadim, ubeis ashlachim, the abadim, the whole davar shehu osa heroes tadir.
Okay, so that's what we're gonna focus on. That, like, I don't care about houses and caves, stuff like that. What we're gonna focus on is gonna be that case. Okay? And to make life easier, I always like in these types of sugyas to pick our control, meaning our standard case. So what case we're gonna use? We want to use something where it's easy to think of produce, a field where the produce is constantly available. Okay, what? So apple orchards, fine. There are apple orchards that are constantly producing apples. Okay, so using an apple orchard will be our control case. Okay, so what do you have to do? It has to be. Let's say the case is an apple orchard, right? Shu osa peros tadir. Okay, what the chazaka is what? Shaloshana miyom liyom. Okay, so right now. What is that? All right. What does that mean? Okay. Okay, right. So what does that mean? Okay. So let's take a look at the Rishonim for a second. I know it's in the Mishnah. I think we can give like a preliminary svara on this machlokas. It's a nice little machlokas. Let's take a look at that. What do I do with that? The question they discussed is, what does it mean to say miyom liyom? Okay. Now, also get our terms clear. We have the machzik. The machzik is the person. See, there's always going to be two perspectives here, and it's very easy to get confused, right? So, okay, from the perspective of the Baal, okay, the machzik comes along, right, finds this empty field, this empty apple orchard that's really his, right? That's where the Baal's. He sets up shop in there and starts plowing and eating the fruits, picking the fruits, whatever it might be, okay? So, whereas from the machzik standpoint, he's, right, the machzik says, no, I mean, this is my field all along. I just don't have the shtar, okay? Those are the competing claims, okay? That being the case, the question is, what does the machzik have to do when he's on the field, okay? It's not enough to simply squat. That's the key here. He can't just squat in the field, okay? It's not just simply living there. He has to make it simple, he's making use of it. There has to be some making use. So the question is, what does it mean, miyom liyom? Yeah. Whereas by me picking the apples, it's evidence that it's my field, right? If it wasn't my field, I probably wouldn't be taking the produce. Right, exactly, that's why I won't be doing it. Important to emphasize, we're not dealing with a Russia, not dealing with a guy who's trying to go ahead and take the field on his own. We're dealing with a guy who thinks it's his field, yeah. What we care about is the counterclaims, right? One guy saying, I'm machzik it, right? And then 3 years goes by, and then what happens? Versus the guy who has the opportunity to do what? To protest. He can always counterclaim. That's all we care about. We care about that confluence of events. What the outcome is if the Baal comes along and says, you don't belong here, here's my shtar, I can prove it to you. So then we can deal with the consequences of Gnev or not. That's not our issue. I just want to know, how does it emerge? How is this? The real question is, how does this assist them in halacha? Because what should we say? Okay, without defining it, obviously we can't define this. Yeah, but what should we say? That's it, right? Like, if you don't have a shtar, you're done. You need evidence. How's a chazak evidence? What? I know, but if I don't have a shtar, I need evidence. Exactly, I need evidence. That's going to come up. That's going to come up later on. That's going to come up. The idea of who the burden of proof is on. But I'm saying in a normal system, what I would say is, if I don't have a contract, it's not mine. Prove it to me. Prove to me it's yours. Just as an example. So now what's interesting about this machlokas rishonim is what exactly does the machzik have to do to make it up to to bring it up to the level yom liyom? We're not looking for a deep fundamental idea in chazaka yet. Okay, we're not ready for that. If you try and speculate on that, I'm going to kill you because it's just too early. We don't have enough evidence. But it's interesting that rishonim jump in here and want to say, let's understand what does yom liyom mean? All right, we can give some insight into chazaka here, but we just can't. If you're trying to define the whole sugya, that'd be a big, big mistake. So what does the Rashba say?
Rashba says,
Right, so use a servant for an example, right? What does it mean, yom yom? Like, you tell me the guy has to use his servant every single day? Now, notice his language. Oh, exactly, right. No, but look, listen to the language. Remember, he says, vein derech abaylim, right? He used that, he's saying, normally speaking, God doesn't do that, right? So therefore, ela tadir kederech abaylim kamar, right? Meaning, like, it's the normal way it's used, yeah. Let's make it simple. Let's say, again, let's use our apple case. It's just easier for me to think that way. So by the apple case, let's say, like, how often does a guy pick apples off his apple trees to eat? Once a week. That's like normal usage, right? Guy makes an apple pie every week. That's how much he has to use the thing.
This has to be public, though, right?
It should be that let's say yes, okay? I know. The Baal's in Japan. That's the way they approach the case. He's in Japan, right? He's far, far away, right? I know. So he's far, far away, right? So if he's far, far away, so now I come along to this field. It's all, keep in mind the perspectives. From my perspective as a machzik, I'm not coming along saying I'm going to, steal from that guy. I think this is my field, right? I just don't have my shtar. So what am I going to do? I'm going to set up on this field and I'm going to make use of it. I have 3 years. The clock starts ticking. I have 3 years. After 3 years, I know it's my field. And as long as nobody, he doesn't know about a Baal. As long as nobody comes and challenges my claim, I'm in the clear. The Baal, right, you'll see what happens when he finds out about it. But normally, and I know in today's world, it's impossible to think this way, because what would you think today? The moment someone steps foot on my Apple Orchard, what am I going to do? I have security cameras, right? I'll know exactly when a person, exactly, right, I'll shoot him, right? We live in a different world today, but I'm saying the point is that normally speaking, right, let's say it's normal back then that I own a field in like the Negev, and I'm up in the Galil, and I won't know about it. It could take a long time for me to know about the fact that Yudi is being machzik in my field, right? But from my perspective, he's the threat, right? So I have to go ahead and push back and show, listen, I have a shtar to prove that this field is sold to me. You understand?
Does a shtar outweigh a chazaka?
We'll get to that. We're going to get to that. Yeah. Come on. What's chazaka trying to do here? It's trying to make it the equivalent of a shtar. I mean, that's what it wants to be, right? It's just a very odd process. What it wants to be is shtar. Okay. Right, now that obviously what's that case? That's a case where, let's say again, let's use a clementine orchard or grove, because those are only available a certain time of the year. So then he doesn't do anything from, let's say, January until August, right? But during that period of time of the year, what would he have to do? Because even the Rasha maintained he'd have to make use of it at some point. You make use of it during the period of time when the clementines are on the trees, he could pick them. Okay.
Meaning, even when, like, let's say there's a harvesting point of like 3 months in the year, he would have to do something the other 9 months of the year.
No.
Okay, he wouldn't. Okay.
Correct. Right. Okay, now go to Regina Gershom.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Let's just do Regina Gershom. The last question. What does Regina Gershom say?
Dechol hani oisin shimush miyom liyom miyom liyom veim hech veim hechzik vehen gimel shanim.
Miyom liyom, emphasize that. Literally every day, then, Barakrak Ma'aralam, Shum Adam.
machzikin lohu biyad hamachzik. Okay, umishum hachi beinon miyom liyom kedesha lo yachol liton
ma'arer ani basi lasham v'lo roisiv. Right, shahayim ishtamesh bro. Lefikach, now machisi is an important term also. What's machisi? Mocha. Right. Well, no, that's mochek. What? Right. Right, but what is it? What is mechia? What's being mocha? So that's also similar to ma'arer, okay? Meaning mecha, which is
Like a protest.
Right. Okay. Good. Okay. So what's he saying? Rabbeinu Gershom is saying no. He wants the standard of chazaka to be much more strict, because what he's saying is that every single day, right, that Yudi's on Spicer's again, Yudi's on what Spicer is saying is his field. Okay, Spicer has the opportunity every single day to come to that field potentially and challenge Yudi being there. Okay,
and I don't need any witnesses or anything, which means that the burden of proof is mainly on him.
So when you show up, right, and Yudi's not there, what can you say? What claim are we talking about?
Yes. Right. What if they come every other?
This is not a practical possibility. It's an abstract idea. It's saying that there has to be access. There's Spicer at any single day, right? Could potentially come to your field, to the field that you say is yours. So in order to counter that, what do you have to do? You have to be sure that you're there every day, making use, right, of the field with witnesses. Okay. Notice the tremendous difference in the standard of proof required. Okay, now what does that tell us a little bit about Chazaka? We have a field. We have a clementine grove, okay? It's sitting there, right? We don't see the clementine grove is in some sort of like quantum indeterminacy. It belongs to Spicer, as far as we know. Last time the local assessor of properties came around, it was Spicer's orange grove, okay? Okay, but Yudi comes along. All of a sudden, one day, you walk by the field, and you see Yudi's on the field, right? And you say to yourself, huh, that's weird. Like, I thought that was, maybe I was wrong. Okay, now Yudi, when he goes there, Yudi's convinced that it's his field.
Well, Yudi didn't buy it. He just popped down.
Well, he claims
He bought it. He claims he bought it, but he just had a star. He lost his star. Turns out he had a star like a few years ago. He lost it, right? So now Yudi goes there. I just want to define one thing. What I want to understand is, what's my chalukah between Rashba and Rebbe Gershom? Meaning, Rashba says, forget the clementines. Make it simple. Don't make things too complicated. The Rashba says, I don't need evidence every day. Right? I could just sit there. So I do the nihu gadam. Right? I just basically do the on the zman eino yadua. Okay? I just do like the normal nihu. Right? So let's say whatever. It's once a week. Right? Whereas Rebbe Gershom says, no. You need every single day.
So I think that's what Rashba was saying in the.
What makes more sense? Make more sense to say that to establish the chazaka, I need to be able to. I have to have witnesses testifying on daily usage of the field, or no? If I just follow the neo-gadam,
I think it depends on how you look.
I think all these approaches are good. Again, we're going to probably come back and clarify this a bit once we have more evidence, right? But I think all the approaches are valid approaches for this because we don't know that much about chazaka yet. But you could say what you guys are saying, which is that it's a question of what do we mean by chazaka. Right? Does chazaka actually mean like is it a real demonstration of bialis itself, or is it a mechanism? Really, like he's a baal and it's just like a modifier of the bialis. Or you go down that road, which is like it's a chakira in. Is it like an abstract versus practical thing? That's good also. And then I also was thinking like, but is it a mocher versus machzik perspective? You know, because the Rabbeinu Gershom is still more to mocher. Let's keep this in mind. Okay, all three approaches are valid. I think as we go through the sugya, we'll come back and see which one fits best. Because again, we don't have as much evidence in front of us. Okay, yeah. Okay, now stay a baal. Okay, so what's stay a baal?
Stay a baal is a non-area.
Right, meaning what? Meaning that.
Not constantly being
one. Right. Well, look at Rashi. Stay base a baal.
Stay base a baal. Okay, ha mas.
Hamistapekes.
Hamistapekes b'mei gishamim ena osa peros.
Good. So that's a clementine grove. So the clementine grove, it only produces fruits one time during a year, 3 months. Okay, let's make it simple. 3 months of the year is when it grows fruits. Therefore, okay. Well, you go back and read the Mishnah. But anyway, but the point is that we'll see on the Mishnah. But the point is that what makes Stei Abal different? Stei Abal is like the clementine grove, which means that the fruits will not be there the entire year. Okay.
Wouldn't normally be constantly working.
Correct. Right. It's going to lie fallow for 9 months and 3 months. Actually, there's work involved. Okay. So what's the halacha there?
So
cheskasa. Back to the Mishnah. Shalashanim. So you don't need 3 full years.
Right.
Okay. Now, see, that already should make you like scratch your head a little bit, because a little bit, just a bit, because if chazaka was really an objective form of bilis, right? So then what would you say? 3 years, regardless. Right? Regardless, right? Now this little game they're about to play makes things very confusing, right? Rabbi Shmuel Omer.
Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Gimel Chadashim Berishona, Gimel Ba'acharodim, Ba'acharodim, Bishneim Asar Chodesh Be'emza.
Very funny, right? So, right, so what do you need? So you need basically...
3 months in the first year.
Right, so well, okay, you need, we'll call it this way, you need a significant amount of time in years 1 and 3 and a full year in the middle. So you need, let's say, make it simple, you need October to December, then a full year, and then let's say February to March.
And is that October to December?
Or January to March. What?
Is that like,
you don't need 3 full years. Now again, that makes chazaka strange. This is a chazaka of shalosh shana. It's just not a 3 full year chazaka, but it's just as good as the other chazaka. Yes. Yeah.
You could be saying this is not chazaka.
No. It's a chazaka.
Wait, this is in the case of a regular
chazaka. Kibo, Maren.
Rabbi, wait,
we finish the Mishnah. Rabbi Kibo, Maren. Then we'll go to Rashi. Okay, so of course that raises a lot of problems. We can't define this remotely yet, but what kind of machlokas is this, right? I mean, how do you have a machlokas to say 3 months, 1 year, 3 months versus 1 month, 1 year, 1 month? I mean, it just seems completely arbitrary, right? Right. Right. I mean, it sounds like chazaka, right? There's three, right? So the Gemara is going to go into this a lot. I mean, this is a very, very difficult machlokas. Not why 3 years. Chaim, Rashi. What? Because people rush to plant before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, the Kavan. It's like Rashi's playing with us. You see how he says Shehechzikbo? What? He's got a sense of humor, right? He's saying like, within the idea of chazaka itself is a chazaka, right? You're trying to, that's what he's saying. He's saying you're machzik that year, right? Remember, the whole thing we're trying to produce is a chazaka. So within the chazaka, there's an idea of chazaka. Right. Right. As long as it had those three, exactly. Keep going. Ritzufos. So that means that ritzufa means no, it's consistent success, right? One after the other, okay? You can't meaning what couldn't you do? You couldn't have, let's say, the first 3 months of year one, and then nothing, and then year two. You need it to go in order. Yes, exactly. Right, it's a continuous period of time. There can be no breaks. Well, now that's kind of intuitive, right? I mean, that makes sense. If I'm trying to establish whatever we say in the end of the day, if I'm trying to establish a bilis on this piece of land, it has to be consistent.
No, I dispute that.
Can we just finish?
Am I supposed to finish Rashi?
No, go back to the Mishnah. I want to get to the Gemara already. Right, I'm Rabbi Shmuel. B'medvar Amurim. So that's when harvesting takes place in one period of time. Aval b'stei ilan. Okay, now that means you have a large field without an issue of kilayim, a large separate groves, right? Where each grove has its own unique period of time where some action of, doesn't matter what it is, harvesting, whatever it is, takes place, right? So you have, so he says b'stei ilan kana setzvaso, okay. Okay, so I have in front of me, and I have a winery, I have an olive orchard, and I have a fig, whatever they're called.
Plantation?
Good. Okay. So now what do I do? So now each one has their own harvesting, okay, during its own period of time, and its own maisa. Okay, notice, kanas es tfuwaso, masak es zesav, each one has its own maisa. So what do I need there? Hare elu. That's amazing. Why is that amazing? Why is that amazing?
Technically, if he did all those harvestings within like a week.
Right, so theoretically, this is not even 3 years. This could be within a year, theoretically. Right. Okay. These are three onas. Very, very, you see that this idea of chazaka is not an objective shear, which is very strange. See, this is going to be the tension that is going to exist through this. We have time against maisa, time against action. Okay, how they work together. Yeah.
Can I also just ask? It seemingly like there, it's not picking a side with this last thing. It's not.
Okay. Usha.
Okay.
Shalashanim.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. So how do we know Chazaka is 3 years? Okay. How do we know? No. How do we know Chazaka is 3 years? Okay. How do we know? Because you have to have some source. Okay. Now, we're going to go to Shor Muad. So let's get our facts clear. Everyone knows this from Bava Kama, right? There's a Shor Tam and a Shor Muad. Okay. When does a Shor become a Shor Muad? After three Negichos. Three times it gores. What's the halakha consequence if the animal you own gores? Nezek Shalom, okay? You go from Chati Nezek, which is some type of, again, we're not into Bava Kama, but some type of penalty, to Nezek Shalom, which is the complete penalty, okay? Or an increase in penalty, okay? Okay, right? Okay. So you don't have a Shor Muad. So, Ma Shor Muad.
Ma Shor Muad, Kivon, Shemagat, Kimon, Nafak, Le, Mecheskat, Tom, Become Le, Mecheskat, Muad.
Beautiful logic. Right.
The Achla Lot Shana
Shannon. Beautiful. Okay, so what happens, okay? Don't be seduced by the Gemara here, but what happens? The Gemara says, well, I'll tell you what happens. You have a short tom, okay? And this animal, what does it do? It gores three times. After it gores three times, what happens? It converts from becoming a short tom into a short muad. So the same thing should take place by Chazaka, okay? As you should be aware, it's not the perfect analogy. But anyway, what happens by Chazaka? I come onto Yudi's land, right? So after 3 years, for me being there 3 years, forget the mice as you do, me being there 3 years, the Rishus converts from Yudi's to mine.
And we're going to call this the Halachic 3 years.
Okay? Yeah, I don't care about the time. Okay. Forget the time. Point is that, again, it's what's the Gemara? The Gemara is searching for a mechanism. It's saying the mechanism that works by Shor Muad works by here also. Makes perfect sense. By Shor Muad, three gorings, it converts from A to B, right? Chazaka, 3 years, it converts from A to B, right? It's not quite the same, but, okay. No, it's not, because there's something wrong here. It's not the same. What?
In this case, it was seller versus...
Well, we call the Baal the Mocher. The Baal's the Mocher. What do you mean?
Meaning, in this case...
The mechanism, the point is, how does the mechanism of Chazaka work? Just like Shor Muad, goes from A to B. Three times A to B, 3 years A to B. Forget the number. The point is, you have a transference. One second. So the Gemara now says, one second. Okay, excellent kasha, I think. So the Gemara says, not so fast. If you really want this comparison to be valid, right? Well, let's think about it. Let's follow it all the way through. What happens? So by Shor Muad, I'm going to say this carefully. When does it become a Shor Muad? No. What does it become a Shor Muad? No, not the third time. After. Right. It's only the fourth time that I can say this thing's a Shor Muad. What do I care in the abstract of some definition of Shor Muad? It's absurd. Chazaka's not looking for an abstract thing. We're looking for something real. Right? So it's not a Shor Muad. No, this is the Kasha. Kasha's saying, how could it, it's not a good comparison. Because, well, it's not a good comparison of three. Because what you should say is like this. It doesn't become, when is it really a Shor Muad? When I'm chayv in Nezek Shalem. Like, let's say my animal gored somebody. Let's say, who cares? Let's say my animal gored three times, right? So, you know, what am I going to do after the three times? What am I going to do? I'm going to reinforce it. It's, I'm going
to
lock it up. What? No, you don't. No. No, you're negligent. If it gores, you're negligent. But let's say it never did. So who cares? There's no practical application. Who cares about the shame?
Who cares about the practical application?
Listen to the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha saying is that, what do I care? Chazaka's trying to produce a definitive result, meaning it goes from his rishus to my rishus. That's real. But my Shor becoming a Shor Muad is not real until that animal gores again. Who cares if it's a Shor Muad right now? There's no practical... No,
of course
there's no,
it's real. Because if it wasn't real, you wouldn't pay anything.
This is the Gemara's Kasha. You need to understand the Gemara. Exactly. No pay anything. So who cares? Exactly. It's not a Shor Muad. The reality of Shor Muad comes through the Nezek Shalem. So then at that point, so that's Chazaka should work the same way. I have to be there 4 years. I have to wait 4 years and then I can say this now. Because remember, this is where the analogy falls apart. We'll see the answer in the Gemara in a second. The analogy falls apart beautifully because the analogy is that, we want there to be some change in bilus. But if there's a change in bilus by Chazaka, that's a practical expression. So how's that going to work here? Because by sure, it's only the practical comes about the Nezek Shalim. Can we just finish the Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the Gemara? The Gemara's answer is, and then we'll define it. Okay, funny. That's it. That's the answer. So what's the answer? So it's answering the question. It's almost answering the question with the question. It's saying, no. There's the fact is, it's true. The Gemara is saying, it's true that ultimately that's only in the fourth negicha that I have to pay. Look at Rashi and Tantar. Ida klomar. Unegicha revias de ba'ina and hainim shum de I lo nagach laka shahokzak ma'i shalim. Right? Meaning that, you're right. In other words, the fact is that I don't actually pay until what? Until that fourth. That doesn't mean it's not a shramuad.
Right.
Now, how was I? And when it comes to the case of chazaka, what's the equivalent? What? Kevan da achala tlashani. Now this is the difference. What have I been doing for 3 years? Right, I've been making use of the field. So since I've been making use of the field for 3 years, right, Kaimulab Rishuse. Since I've done that, then I can say it's omedis and my rishus. Okay, relax, hold on. All right, so we have a fascinating Havi Maskana here. Right, the Gemara is saying that the Gemara wants or not from Shormuah. So it sets us up beautifully. It says, okay, well, Shormuah's three. Tam to Muad takes three negichos, same thing by Chazaka. Where it says, 1 second, if that were true, it would really be four, because the Shor Muad doesn't come into existence until the fourth goring. Okay? I know I'm slanting it, but there's a reason why I'm doing it that way. So Gemara comes back and says, no. The fact is, it is similar, because by the Shor Tam to Muad, what happens? So basically, again, just to read what it says, Hasam Mikin Nagak Shlosh Negichos Hame Muad, right? It's almost like saying the same thing, but after three negichas, it becomes a muad, even though lo nagach ma'il shalim. And it's true, I don't have to, in other words, if it doesn't gore again, it's true, I don't have to pay, but still a shor muad. So too, by the chazaka, this is the added variable, since I am making use of the field, right? So now the chazaka will emerge after 3 years. I don't need a fourth year, okay? But 1 second, how does that work? Because you see what the Gemara did here? It's like a trick. Because the Gemara is saying, initially the Gemara is looking at this as a very like abstract thing. The Gemara is saying, no, it's got to be a practical thing. Now the Gemara is slicing it down the middle. It's saying that, 1 second, it looks at the shore issue as being more of an abstract thing. I mean, it's a shore muad, even though it doesn't do the fourth negicha. And somehow that's equivalent to the field thing. Well, how? What's the Yahamin Maskana here? In other words, okay, exactly like this, okay? It's too easy to look at short time and shore muad, which I think, and remember, we're not here to do Bava Kama. We're here to understand Chazaka, okay? So let's understand, how does Chazaka work by short time and shore muad? So one way is very simple. One way you could say is that we're looking at chaloshems, okay? Meaning Tom's an actual chaloshem. If Tom is an actual halacha chaloshem, well then what I would say is, what's the mechanism there? There's the Tom chaloshem, and then I need a maisa to produce the chaloshem muad, right? It's simple, right? If that's the case, then the Gemara is saying, that I have to have my chazaka also. Whereas you can't tell me, or if you tell me there's an action required to produce a new chaloshem, right? And that's the way chazaka works, so we're going to have to apply the same thing by chazaka by fields.
Meaning the third goring takes away his chaloshim tam, and his fourth goring puts the chaloshim.
I don't even care if you say that. The point is, there is such a thing as a chaloshim tam. That's the key. If you want to say fine, you say the third goring removes it. That's fine. I don't care if it's purgatory. But the point is that we're dealing with discrete identities. We have tam and we have muad. Those are two separate things. But there's another way to look at tam and muad, which is that there's no real thing called tam. Bingo. The first time animal gores, what's happening? It's on the road to muadness, right? That's just a question of when halacha says, when it becomes an official muad. That's what you mean by revealing, right? Meaning that after three, the identity of muad has now been complete. It's a muad from the beginning. We call the tam, right? That's just the way we refer to it. There's no real halacha idea tam. It's simply the muadness. No, because that makes a lot of sense practically. What's the animal doing? It's goring. That's just a question of, as a gorer, when does it change from, what do you call it? And that's why the Gemara switches it into, by the chazaka by field, the same thing. What's the person doing? See, think about chazaka by field. It's not that there's two ways to look at chazaka. Is chazaka a quality that emerges after 3 years? But there's no such thing as, it doesn't exist before that. Or no, when I go onto Yudi's land, right, the moment I get there, what am I starting to do? I'm starting to build my case of chazaka. Right, so you could look, if you look at it as a qualitative idea, you would say chazaka doesn't come into existence until 3 years. Anything less than 3 years is not. That's a chaloshem idea. But if you say no, the moment I get to your field, what starts happening? I'm starting the process of chazaka. The only thing is that it's a defective chazaka if I don't have 3 years. But the challenge to your ownership starts the moment I get to your field. How does chazaka work? By short time shamu, what we say is like this. We say that the chazaka of muad begins the moment the animal gores for the first time. It's on the road to being a muad. Now it's just a question of halacha decides to say that.
From shame to shame, or is it switching from?
No. It's not looking at identities, right? Because if it's identities, then it's going to have to be 4 years. Rather, what we're saying is that no, there's something called a short muad, okay? But halacha says that prior to it becoming a full fledged muad, it has some muad qualities. Every animal can injure somebody. That's what it does. He knows that, right? Animals injure people. Now, the only thing is, halacha says, if an animal injures somebody three times or three gorings, at that point, we now call it a muad. But it doesn't mean it's not a muad prior to that. Haraya, by the way, the reason why that's also very nice is that that's why you're still chayiv and nezek, meaning that that's why it's much easier to say tam means a defective muad. Because the nezek is shalem through the when it's muad is shalem, you know what I mean? They have to go hand in hand. There's a reality in muad prior to that. That's how chazaka works at this point. This is going to change. But at this point, chazaka means, it's very similar, just one analogy, if you guys know how tam works, it's very similar to nosein tam lefgam, okay? Very famous thing. What happens, the moment, let's say I cooked, treif in a pot, I'm just oversimplifying it. So what do I say? And we know 24 hours later, it becomes, it's pagam. So what do I say? What I say is that the moment the food is removed, the pagam clock starts. Right. And now it's just a question of after 24 hours, whatever it is, 24 hours, now I can say this thing is complete in its pagamness. But it's not like there's no idea pagam at all beforehand. Just Allah says after this period of time, it's officially pagam. So muwa works the same way.